Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting testy on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who are going on a classier city break than you. Clodagh underscore made of money said she hates Dublin more than a bad wedgie. But you can't beat it for a city break if you want to show people that you've money to throw away on any old shite. Fifi underscore size minus one said, saws now, but I lose the will to live halfway up the M8. And it's not like someone with my looks can take the train. So it's flights out of Cork Airport for me all the way. I said, that's all very well, Fifi, but it's a nightmare trying to find a flight that isn't riddled with norries. My sister just flew back from Paris and had to endure a hen party singing Voulez-vous coucher avec moi in a Balvalan accent. No one answered me because the word is out that my sister's after putting her daughter down for Christ the King. We're mortified. But that did get me thinking, Audrey. Surely there must be other airports in Munster where you can get a city break flight without spending 2 hours cooped up with a shower of norries. I couldn't be bothered looking these flights up because I've a sense of entitlement like everyone else who went to Regina Mundi. Is there any chance you could find a flight out of Kerry or Shannon? Thanks, Mel. Jenny Douglas Road.
My cousin has a job as a travel agent because there's still people like you who can't figure out how to use Skyscanner. I said, do Cork people travel out to Kerry Airport this time of year? She said, no. I said, why? She said, because it's slurry spreading season and you'd come back smelling like someone from a croom.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. My niece is staying with me at the moment and Jesus, I'm driven mad from her. Worse again, it's my own fault. I met her at a christening last week and she told me that she's doing a PhD in Sidonia and the eating habits of cavemen. I said, why don't you come down and stay with me? You'll be able to do some very valuable research on the crowd in Skeptic Glen. Well, didn't she arrive yesterday? And I knew it was going to be trouble from the get-go because she was propped up in an electric car like Eamon Ryan. That's bound to antagonise us down here in Ballydesmond. We're huge fans of the diesel. She brought her own dinner as well, beans and pulses and nuts, the kind of meal you'd give to a fecking robin. I brought her out on the pool with myself and Burna, and didn't she start making eyes at this lad, even though it was crystal clear he's only from Kishgame? He came over to me at one stage, pissed as the man from Bohabwe, and said, your niece said she's ethically non-monogamous. What's that tell me? Well, didn't I rear up at him because I didn't know and I felt embarrassed. So what is it tell me? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
My neighbour has a PhD in dating terms. It's just a pity he can't find a boyfriend. I said, what does ethically non-monogamous mean to you? He said, it basically means you're not one bit guilty that you're sleeping around. I said, why don't you just tell people you're from Inishannon?
Come here. What's the story? We're getting married in Vegas. The old doll caught me messaging me ex last week, so I panicked and proposed to her on the spot. The old doll, no, not the ex. That would have made things far worse. She says, fantastic, don't you, Donny? Let's get it done by an Elvis impersonator, like Courtney Kardashian did during the week. I says, why do we have to copy everything the Kardashians do? Me mam still hasn't forgiven me for releasing that tape. Do you know the one, like? She says, we can go to Vegas or go back to you talking about you messaging your ex, Donny. Take your pick, kid. So we're going to Vegas. The big problem is that me mam's a demon for the slots. Do you think I should tell her stay home? Don't you, Donny? Blackpool.
I had the exact same problem when I got married in Vegas. I said to my mother, I'm worried about your gambling. She said, my gambling? You're the one getting married to a guy from the Scarred Road. Hashtag my Connor. Hashtag I married down.
Guten Tag. All this talk of mountain walks by Charlie Bird got us talking about doing one at work. I said, let's climb Cork's tallest mountain. But this woman from Kerry said, Cork mountains are useless, like, you have to go to Kerry. Then this guy from Tipperary said, don't mind her, the Gelties are the best. And then this Waterford guy said something about the Comoros, but we all laughed at him because the Waterford accent is highly comical, yeah? So what is the best mountain to climb if you live in Cork City? Jürgen, Berlin und Berlin-Kolleg.
My sister's in a hill walking group. It's less traumatic than going on Bumble. I rang her there and asked, what would you say to someone looking for a mountain to climb around Cork? She replied, bring me with you. The guys in my working group was a tract of the diarrhea.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.